Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Talbros Automotive Components Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anuj Talwar, Joint Managing Director of Talbros Automotive Components Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Talwar.
Thank you so much. A very good afternoon, everybody, and a very warm welcome to our quarter one earnings for 2024. On the call today, I'm joined by Mr. Naveen Joneja, our Director and our Group CFO, and SGA, our Investor Relations Advisors from Mumbai. The results and the presentations are uploaded on the stock exchange and the company website. I hope everybody has had a chance to look at it and actually see the strong performance that we have given in the quarter one of this year. I'll give you a small overview of the industry and the economy, followed by the company's performance. The domestic automotive component industry is expecting a double-digit sales growth in FY24, following its high record turnover last year. The demand is projected to remain very, very strong. According to ACMA, the sector achieved a turnover of 5.6 lakh crore last year, marking a remarkable growth of 33%. Now, with the supply issues like semiconductor availability, RM cost, logistics being resolved, the industry is all set to maintain its robust performance in the year FY24, which is a very positive sign for the auto sector as a whole. The sector's positive outlook is also driven by strong exports and growth in the domestic aftermarket. In addition, being an election year, there will be a lot of spend happening by the government on infrastructure, whether it's highways, roads, railways, and which will result in more and more cars being sold, which is the case that we're seeing today. Coupled with the entire shift of the Indian mindset of the young and the youth to be a consumption economy. We see a lot of buoyancy in the entire auto sector. Even the two-wheeler industry, which was lagging behind, has shown some promising recovery. As the industry moves forward, there's a focus on enhancing exports and reducing imports, which accounts for about 30% of the total imports. Coming to our company's performance, Talbros Automotive has really begun FY24 in a very strong footing. As you can see from our results, we've achieved the highest-ever income at 185 crore for the quarter, a growth of about 20% YOY. Our EBITDA grew by 34% to 28 crore, with EBITDA margins touching 15% for the first time. Our PAT stood at 17 crore for the quarter. Net profit also grew by about 46%. As we mentioned in the order updates, we have secured orders worth 1,000 crore received over last year. These orders are split across various companies, various divisions, and also various automobile OEMs. These orders are from export market as well as the domestic market. These orders will be executed over the next 5-7 years. Out of this order book, about 215 crore comes from a leading established export OEM for electric vehicles. So almost about 21% of the orders is going to EV, and that into export as well. Let me talk a little bit about divisions. Our gasket division has shifted focus towards heat shields while constantly diversifying the segment portfolio and increasing exports. Revenue from heat shields in quarter one stood at 10.6 crore, and the sales to EV a mere 31 lakhs, but it's a start. We're also now getting direct products from EV vehicle manufacturers for to our gasket division. It's something like plastic and rubber mix, which is very, very small at the moment, but it's a step in the right direction. We have a very strong order book in the heat shield division from clients like Maruti, Kia, and Hyundai. And this realization, you will start seeing over quarter three and quarter four of this financial year. The forging business is an outlier. It's performed extremely well with a growth of 32% for the quarter. And here we're seeing a lot of traction from the overseas market. A lot of business is coming to us from a big or construction and off-road highway OEM in the UK, also with a car maker in the UK as well. And from this particular division, the EV segment contributed about 4.8 crores. We are at an inflection point of our joint ventures. Our joint ventures have done very well this quarter in terms of revenue growth as well as EBITDA growth. During quarter one, FY24, maintaining our hedged portfolio, our sales to two and three wheelers accounted for 20% of the contribution. PVs made up 31% with Maruti and Tata leading the way. Heavy commercial and light commercial vehicles made up about 25% of our sales revenue. And agri and tractor made up about 10% of our revenue. Our revenues from the PV segment, because the JVs are performing well and supplying directly to PVs like Tata and Maruti, now send about 31%, with a growth of about 26% over last year. Even our joint venture Marugu Rubber, which supplies the E20 hoses to Maruti, has set up a new facility in Bawal, which is will take us capacity up to almost about 300 odd crores. For quarter one FY24, exports contributed 14% of our gasket revenue, 54% of our revenue of forging came from exports, 19% of exports came from Marelli, and 4% from Talgo's Marugu Rubber. We are dedicated to achieving our long-term goal of establishing ourselves as a prominent global leader in the automotive components manufacturing industry. Throughout the course of our endeavors, we're determined to maintain our progress and development while simultaneously looking towards the future by ensuring continued persistence of our performance. The company has putting a lot of emphasis on R&D and is putting a lot of trust in gaining more and more market share within India. There are a few LCV manufacturers in the country which still we have not penetrated into. We will do so in the near future. By FY27, we intend to have a group turnover of 2,200 crores with an export contribution of about 35%. With this, I request Mr. Naveen Juneja, our group CFO, to update you on the financial performance. Thank you.
Thank you, Anuj. And a very good afternoon and a warm welcome to all the participants. Let me begin with the financial overview. Our total revenue for Q1 of FY24 stood at 185 crores as against 155 crores, a growth of 20% on YOY basis. EBITDA for Q1 of FY24 stood at 28 crores as against 21 crores, a growth of 34% on YOY basis. EBITDA margin for the quarter has improved to 15%. PAT for Q1 FY24 stood at rupees 17 crores as against 12 crores, a growth of 46% on YOY basis. PAT margins have also improved to 9.4% for this quarter. In the gasket business, including Nippon Leakless Elbows, also into the Iron Thermal Coil divisions. For Q1 FY24, our standalone gasket sales was rupees 122 crores as against 106 crores in Q1 of FY23, a growth of 15%. Total revenue of Nippon Leakless was 23 crores in Q1 of FY24 as compared to 22 crores in Q1 of FY23, a growth of 5%, because this is directly linked with the growth of Hero and Honda. This segment saw a combined EBITDA of 22 crores in Q1 of FY24 versus rupees 18 crores in Q1 of FY23, a growth of 22%. Now coming to our forging division, Revenue of in Q1 of FY24 in forging division grew by 33% to 64 crores as against 48 crores in Q1 of FY23. EBITDA in Q1 of FY24 grew by 71% to 11 crores as against 7 crores in Q1 of FY23. Now coming to our joint venture, Magnetic Elbrus Chassis Systems Private Limited, the revenue for Q1 of FY24 stood at rupees 57 crores versus rupees 45 crores in Q1 of FY23, registering a growth of 27% on YOY basis. For Q1 of FY24, EBITDA of this division stood at 6 crores as against 4 crores in Q1 of FY23, a growth of 44% on YOY basis. Now, coming to my last joint venture of Talbot Morgo River Private Limited, revenue stood at 30 crores in Q1 of FY24 versus 17 crores in Q1 of FY23, registering a growth of 76% on YOY basis. For Q1 of FY24, EBITDA stood at 3 crores as against 1 crore in Q1 of FY23, registering a growth of 238%. As we look into the future, we are optimistic about the sustained growth prospects in the automotive industry. Talbot has taken significant steps to capitalize on these opportunities. We are well positioned to achieve our targets, and we believe that our margins are sustainable. That's all from our side, and I would like now to open the floor to the question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. We take the first question from the line of Kumar Saurav from Scientific Investing. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, sir. First, congrats for the great set of results and providing clarity on each of the businesses. The investor presentation is very useful. Two questions I have. One, if we look at the EBITDA to cash flow conversion trend over last 8 years versus 5 years versus 3 years, it looks like the rate of conversion of EBITDA to cash flow is falling a little bit. So is there more focus on growth versus cash flows? I would like to know your views. And second, how are we looking at the export market given, things are not great in US and Europe? So how do you see our aspiration for 2027 with respect to current, global slowdown?
So first you answer your question of conversion of EBITDA to cash. Our focus here is to reduce my debt, number one. Number two, utilize the cash accruals to a maximum extent in capexes. I don't want to borrow for the capexes. That is one of the reasons I think then you can see this, whatever you said, our focus is to reduce debt, increase my debt equity ratio, incur my capexes, maximum utilization from the internal approvals, not from the borrowings. Second question is about our focus on export. We are not feeling any slowdown in Europe and U.S., as you said, in our businesses, as we are working, growing in businesses of agri and off-roader majorly, and the new EV platforms which is being launched by vehicle manufacturers in Europe. So we are having a very, very good traction, and we are replacing some vendors. We were there earlier there using the new technologies, converting the in the case of offloader manufacturer in UK, we are converting my parts are being converted from our into forging from
castings to forging. Casting to forging.
Forging, reducing the price of the component, increasing the strength of the component, and reducing the weight. So, broadly speaking, we are not facing any problem with that. In fact, we are getting more traction from our new OEMs based in US and Germany, who has recently visited our facility and approved our facility, audited our facility. We are expected to grow much faster than we anticipated. And we are quite hopeful of achieving our target, which we have projected to the facility.
I'd like to add to Naveen's point. You see, today Talbot has embarked upon a journey of exports over the last decade, when the exports used to be merely 8 to 12%, and now it is about 25-27%. So the current customers are giving us newer products, current customers are giving us heavy-weighted products, and some new customers are moving from old technologies to new technologies to adopt lightweighting. So we are in the right zone. We did see a slight slowdown with some of the customers like Jaguar, Land Rover, etc., and BMW. But we are increasing our portfolio per vehicle and new customers. So we see no hindrance in the short term. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, sir. That's very heartening to hear. Just on the first question, so just let me repeat. So my question was more around the EBITDA to cash flow from operations. And if I can take the numbers, the 8-year average, if I see, is almost we were converting 65% of EBITDA into cash flow from operation. But if I look at the last 3 years of data, it's around 55%. So is it a temporary phase and we'll again go back to...
I'm not coming to, because... in some cases, my money is getting blocked in that. The more the export, the more the conversion cycle is little late. Because all the export customers, the payments are coming from 140 to 150 days. The more the export, the more the money is blocked in my debtors and stocks. That is what is it. And we have opened warehouses now, which were 4 years but not there. Now we have got two warehouses in Italy, we have got two warehouses in UK, one warehouse in US. So my inventory is long there itself, but everything is factored in the pricing. So that is one of the reasons for that.
Got it, sir. Got it. And thanks for all the answers and wish you all the best for coming quarters.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Ritesh Gandhi from Discovery Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, sir, and congratulations on your numbers. Just had a question.
Thank you.
We are kind of guiding towards, almost over 8x growth over the next few years compared to FY23. Just want to know, the drivers of this growth, is it predominantly export, and is it on the forging side, and is it because of like new clients? Because I'm assuming the obviously industry isn't growing as quickly. So is this kind of market share gain which we are getting? Just wanted to understand that.
Naveen, you want to take that, or I'll take the first part?
So let me start and you can go on. Put it.
Yeah.
Sir, the growth is coming first, primarily all the businesses are growing. The major growth is coming from forging, which was slated, we are targeting, last year we were around 220-230. We are targeting a target of 500 crore plus business in the next 4 years in this vertical. Plus mobility mainly, which was around 200. Last year we are targeting around 700 over next 4 years in this business. And my casting and heat shield, which was around 423 something last year, expected to touch around 700 crores again in next 4 years. And Margo is from 84 crore last year, is slated to be 200 crore plus in the next 4 years. So all the businesses are growing. All the businesses is because of various reasons. Every business has different reasons. So, and I think the direction is very clear, and we are getting orders for that. Last year we got an order of 1,000 crore, and in the first quarter itself we have got another order of 400 crores. This is a combination of export orders based primarily EV segment plus new customers we are adding, new products we are adding. These are combination of all these factors.
Yeah. So I'd like to add to Naveen's point. I think, to be honest with you, what you said, one is gaining market share in the country by spending money in R&D, number one. Number two is export customer. Like I told you, from the same customer, we are now deploying it horizontally across the group. So let's say we had a customer who's only forging focus. Now he's moving towards our chassis division. He's moving towards our heat shield division. So that's also playing out very well. The China Plus One strategy is helping India and India's cause as well.
Got it. Understood. All right. Thank you. That's all from me, and all the best.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Dipin Shah and HNI. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Good afternoon, Anuj and Mr. Juneja. Congrats on a very, very good set of numbers.
Thank you.
Just had one question. Most of the explanations are given in the PPT, so no major questions. Just one thing on the margins. Our two subsidiaries, Marugo and Marelli, they are currently operating at about maybe between 9 to 11% margins. How do you see the trajectory of these companies over the next 2 to 3 years? In the overall sense that you are expecting margins to remain flat over the next 2 to 3 years, that's what you say in the guidance. But how about the margins in these two subsidiaries, whether they can scale up to 15% or they will remain around the current levels?
Sir, first coming to mainly, their target is to increase the EBITDA margin to about, EBITDA margin to touch 14%, approximately 13.5% to 14% by 2027. And my Margo will be able to touch a EBITDA of around, 14 to 15% by that time, 13% by that time. So, their margin will also improve. Definitely they will improve.
So then, is it fair to assume that by 26-27, most of the businesses will be in the 14 to 15% band?
So approximately, gasket should be around, standalone should be around 15% plus, that's definite. And Marelli should be around 14%, and Margo should be around 30% to 14%. So on an average, you can take 14% plus all the businesses. 14 to 15% all the businesses.
Okay. And another question on a longer term. Any idea or any intention of launching any new products, or should this 2700 crores come from the existing products only? That's it. Thank you so much.
Whatever the plan we have given for 2200 crores overall production sales in the by 2027 is from the existing companies. But different products will be added in that company. But within the scope of JV, we want to add one or two steps like we added here in gasket division, heat shield, plastic parts to be added here. All this does not include any other organic growth like acquisition or adding new joint ventures not being added here.
Okay. Thank you so much. Sorry, it was 2200 crores. I said 27, but thank you so much and all the best.
I hope you're right.
We also hope that, Anuj. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll do that.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Ashish Garu from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yes.
Hi. So I was just checking in the last few years, our growth trajectory for last 3 to 5 years have been around 15 to 19% kind of a top line growth. And now you're guiding for, almost tripling the top line in the coming 4 to 5 years. I know you mentioned on few of these aspects how you would want to achieve, but just wanted more elaborate answer on why exactly, what is happening. Are we gaining significant market share because the ultimate market is actually not growing at that kind of a pace? And are we gaining significant market share from our clients? If you can be more elaborative from each division perspective.
Varun, Anuj, shall I start?
Yeah, yeah, sure, go ahead. I'll
coming to my first division of gas and energy shield. We are, as you know, we have got new orders of last 1,000 crore last year. Now the order are being converted into commercial sales. In the first quarter itself, we got, you can see, well, my heat sheet sale in this division is around 11 crores. Last year it was about 2 to 3 crores. So that is number one. Plus my new export, whatever the new conversions are happening, it is being added in this year of those orders. It will be added for a period of 1 or 2 years more. This is one of the reasons. Plus we have, I think we are getting good market because our economy is also growing in, domestically I am talking about here. They are also growing. So we are getting more market share. And we have developed the, all the BS6 products and whatever the, are there, we have developed over the last 1.5 years. It's now start showing the numbers are being start moving in this direction. This is one form gasoline heat shield. On the forging front, we have got one that huge order last year. There was no sale of that. In the first quarter, we did a sale of about 8 crore of that particular customer. Plus, we have added more customer which we added. The growth is coming from the, that particular order which we have acquired. Merely, the growth is coming from the growth of Maruti and Tata Motors, as you are aware. The numbers are growing as compared to last year. Thirdly, the JLR, which was we acquired all last year, are now being converted into commercial sales. The growth is coming from there. Margo, the growth is coming from the hoses for EV vehicle. Last year it was nil. Now it's the whole growth is coming from that segment plus the number of Maruti vehicles are also growing up. These are the broad, broad number things we have to take into account. And this growth will continue.
Can you, so what is the capacity we have currently and what are the capex plans?
The capex plan
is the utilization level?
Utilization level is different for different divisions. In gasket is around 90%, in forging 82%, in chassis around 85%, in Margo it's again 90% approximately. And regarding the capexes, we have already given you indication that next 4 years we will have a total capex of 200 crore plus in all the divisions.
So in this case, I mean, we are already operating at a fairly high utilization level. So do you think this kind of...
This year I'm doing capex of around 15 to 18 crore in gasket and HC division, around 20 crore in forging division, and mainly will again do a capex of 30 crore this year, and Margo will do a capex of about 5 crore this year. So as and when we are adding machines, not we are adding, now we know the order is coming, there is a time for conversion, we had the capacity before that.
So just wanted to understand if this growth will be more back-ended since we will be doing the capex and maybe in FY25 would be a higher growth kind of year, much faster than FY24, because once this new capacity comes in, only then the higher growth percentage from a top-line perspective would play out. Would that be a fair assumption?
Yeah, that is a fair assumption because, of course, we need to go up to 4,200 target. Last year, we were around 1,000 crore. I'm talking about that group driver. This year, first quarter, we did 300. So, we have capacities, if I multiply that to 4, we have capacity for 1,200. Of course, we're adding more capacities and more growth is expected in the last quarters. So, it is a, I think it's more or less, if you divide equally, it will be more or less, I think, fair to say that.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, sir. If I have any more questions, I'll
come back. Definitely. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Naisar Parikh from Native Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. I just want to understand on the heat shield business, you know, what has been kind of order flow, you know, in this quarter, and how do you see that?
We can't hear you very well. Sorry.
Sorry, dear sir. We can't hear you very well.
Sorry. Hi, is this better?
Yeah, slightly. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was asking on the heat shield business. Can you just give an update on the kind of orders you've received this quarter, and you know, how do you see that business going forward?
Sir, as of today, we have a order. If I take the total, first of all, the orders. Order, if I take, is about 50 crores order book is available with me. But something will be already converted to commercial production. Something will be converted for the next third quarter or the fourth quarter. And the way we have inquiries are coming, or we are engaged with our customers. I expect this business to be double in next 2 years. It will be around 100 crore by 26-27 easily. So
this is a new business. Yeah, yes. I agree with Naveen. Go ahead, Naveen.
Yeah. This year I am expecting to touch a turnover of about 44-45 crore in this business. So I am quite, the way we are getting inquiries, and we are planning to, for this only we are trying to expand our Pune facility. Very shortly, I think by year end, we'll expand the facility, because a lot of traction is coming from the local OEM based in that belt. So, plus the export orders we are expecting from this business. By 27, we should be around 100 crore in this business, easily.
Understood. Got it. Second, can you...
I'd like to just add to what Naveen said. I think with our partner Sanwa in Japan, with the Indian customers such as Maruti, Tata, Mahindra, Hyundai, Kia, I would be very sure that our penetration would be about 80% share of business. So this is a very, very, it may be not a very large turnover business like forging, but it's a very niche business to get into. It's aluminium in the day. It's for the lightweighting, it's for the new emission norms, it's for the new thing on EV vehicles. So it's a massive potential. The global potential of heat is about $27 billion. Is globally the potential. Now we'll take this technology to outside as well. We'll try and take it to company. We already supplying to JLR, but very small heat shields. But now even our partner in Japan is saying, boss, Japan going down, India standing, let's tie up hands together, let's go to global area. So solid potential is there.
Got it. And you know, I wanted to talk a bit about margins. If you look at on the gasket side, right, our margins are, I think, a flat around 13-13.5%. So I just want to understand, you know, over there, do we see individually within the gasket side margins going up, especially this year or the next year, given everything around raw materials and everything?
Sir, here I want to add, I think the margins are good in this business, and the more in the first quarter, of course, because more OE was there in the first quarter, the second quarter, third quarter, you can see more export and RE coming in, the margins will improve. But I think you should see that some expenses we can't allocate proportionately between gasket and forging, sorry for that. But because we make different profit loss, some expenses on building in the gasket business, they are not there in coating, like oil fee and like income tax, GST, etc. expenses are there. So sometimes it becomes little unfair to gasket for that purpose, otherwise their margin are 14% are there, if we do the true accounting. But we, because being a single company, we can't do that factor.
Right, understood. And the last question, what is the order book, you know, as of either June end or today?
Sir, July was a good month for us again. And order book at present, we can't, we get 3 years projection, 3 months projection. They're looking healthy, quite healthy.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Akash Mehta from Capaz Investments. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi sir, good afternoon, and thanks for the opportunity. I had three broad questions. Firstly, on the segmental side, can you just please discuss the Q1 FY24 performance across all the segments in terms of the two-wheeler and passenger vehicles and the other segments?
I laid out that in the opening remarks that how being a hedge portfolio, we have order book from each and every segment. I'll just repeat it again. About 20% of our revenues came from the two and three wheelers in quarter one. PVs made up 31%, so that's a growth of about 26% over last year, with getting more market share with Tata Motors and Mahindra and Maruti Suzuki. Commercial vehicles was about 25%, and the tractor was about 10%. Tractors 10 because of the fact that this has been a little bit of a muted year for the tractor industry.
We expect this to be in the same lines going forward.
Well, it'll be similar. We can't really predict a couple of percent points up and down. I think PVs will probably continue to dominate, and so will commercial vehicles also in India. That's what we feel. Maybe, next 2-3 years, maybe two-wheelers come down to about 16-17%, and PVs goes up by 2-3% and commercial by a couple of percent.
Okay. Second, the JV performance. The JVs have performed really well. So just if you could throw some more color on the update on the JVs.
The two joint ventures, which is Marelli for chassis and Marugu for rubber, they both are basically, I would say, about 100% in the PV space. Unlike our other companies like Forgings and Gaskets, which are into commercials and two-wheelers and off-road highway. And in chassis, what's happened is that we've actually got a very large share from Tata and Maruti in India, and a very large business orders coming from JLR in the UK for sheet metal / welded components and chassis as well. So that's something solid. So pretty much these three customers take credit out there and only growing. And I'm very hopeful with Jaguar Land Rover margins improving. Now they're putting more money into CapEx. They're taking on more and more vehicles that sell more, like the Defender, the Range Rover Sport, where we are. So that will be sunrise for the Talbot Group. Not only the chassis, but also forging, but I'm talking about JV only right now. Marugu Rubber has benefited the most with this whole move by Mr. Modi and Gadkari for the E20 fuel, which is the biofuel, where you mix ethanol into petrol and you reduce the consumption of oil imports. So there we have a new product which we make hoses, and that is about product revenue is about 4 to 5 rupees of product of that thing and of the hose, and that's where we're gaining a lot of market share for Maruti as well. So this is the answer for the two joint ventures that are growing, and they'll further continue to grow in the next 7 to 8 quarters because of the order books that we have, and we're acquiring more and more business.
Okay, that's really encouraging to hear.
And also, just to add on to it, in the chassis JV, we are more and more with the models that we very well, like Tata Nexon, Tata Punch, we're in those kind of vehicle platforms. So that's also lucky that we are part of that.
Yeah, plus they also won the order of Maruti EV, which is going to be launched in 2025-26.
Okay. Thanks for that elaborate answer, sir, and it's really encouraging to hear the developments. Just to close out, the third question on the demand scenario panning out, how are you seeing that panning out? And since we're focusing on exports and increasing our contribution over the next 4 to 5 years, if you could just elaborate on that strategy.
Demand is okay. The demand is okay. I mean, our endeavor is to try and be ahead of the automotive industry. And we've always been guiding for the last many, many years that we are focusing on exports also at about 25% now, should go up to 30-32% next 2 years. We are working very aggressively with our customers in UK, Europe, the US to gain more and more traction. And they're also preferring this whole China plus one strategy. So I think that it's favoring India also in a big way. So with the same customer, new product portfolio, same customer, we are adding more divisions to it, and new customers, new technologies. That's what's working out. And let's not forget, India is shining, and we are trying to gain more and more market share in India with every automobile vehicle manufacturer in the country as well.
Perfect. Yeah. That's really helpful. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Ketan Athavale from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to know revenue and margin guidance for FY 24 and 25.
FY 22 and...
FY 24 and 25.
margin guidance we have given in 27 or so. So we expect on the standalone basis we should grow about 17 to 18%. We should be able to grow and top line on standalone basis, and consolidated basis we should be grow by 20% plus in this year, and on the my EBITDA margin should be around 15% for this year. Definitely for next year it should improve a little bit further, and my top line should also be increased by about 15 to 20% basis on that. That I can say as of today. Maybe after 3 months some better clarity will be there for me.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Ashish Garu from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. So this is Ashutosh Garud, just to correct name. So just wanted to understand, you're speaking about 15-20% top line growth. Won't we have to grow much faster to achieve the goal which we are setting as far as the top line aim is concerned a few years down the line? That is, and would that also, just to add, would there be some kind of an inorganic approach to that as well?
So whatever the projection we are giving for 2200 is not inorganic growth, okay? And first of all, this is the first quarter, you can see the growth is 22% on overall basis. So we are hopeful that we should be able to maintain this growth, maybe better in the last half year. And the more the clarity will come, the more the time will pass, the more clarity will come. We will be quite confident of achieving our target for 2200. Quite confident.
Okay.
At this point of time, we call it one. Because this is also maybe next quarter when we meet, you can see the better growth going forward.
And what is the current capacity able to do from a top line perspective? From the current capacity, what is the maximum top line we can?
On the current capacity, I can easily do on the console basis around 1300 crore of business easily do.
1300 crore.
Easily. But we are adding capacity, the machines are more being added. I think by December, the capacity will be ready for 1500 plus.
Okay. Because what I understand, we already operate at 80-85% plus kind of utilizations in most of the divisions. We just wanted to understand how is it that we can do a 1200.
Capacity are being added every quarter. Some capacity will be added. Machines are being ordered every quarter. Quarterly basis, we foresee the business requirement for third quarter, fourth quarter, we add the machine for that. So it's on the plan, all the machines are available in the over a period of 3 to 6 months time. So we are adding good capacity in 14 divisions. At present, we are already incurring capex of 5-6 crore, and this 5-6 crore being added this quarter. So by the end of this year, we will be ready for 300 crore plus capacity easily.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Shanti Patel from Shanti Patel Investments. Please go ahead.
Oh, good afternoon, sir. My question is, what will be the return on capital employed as of March 2025, and what will be the return on equity capital as of that date?
Okay. So we are targeting a return of capital employed of around 20% for a period of next 4 years. Okay. And return on equity should be around just a minute. We have been targeted for that. Let me give you a figure for that. Just a minute. What is the half? Return on capital employed, we have been 20% plus easily. And return on equity should be, I think, more than 25% by that time.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for the day. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you so much for being a part of the earnings call for quarter one. And thank you so much for being a part of this call. And we see a very strong future in the Indian automotive industry. And we continue to gain further from it. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Talbros Automotive Components Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.